Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We come to an item in the Wall Street Journal recently, December 5th, 2021. Quote, Principal Deputy U.S. National Security Advisor John Finer visited Equatorial Guinea in October 2021 on a mission to persuade President Teodoro Obiang Nguema to reject China's overtures, end quote. Gregory, China's overtures to Equatorial Guinea, to what end, and what does this mean about China's intentions in the Pacific?
Well, we talked over the years, John, you and I, about China's game of ports around the world, where it was trying to gain strategic dominance over key ports throughout the world, the Indian Ocean, Pacific, the Atlantic, and the like. And this is part of that. But right now, it's about taking, if you like, the lead in Equatorial Guinea, where ExxonMobil had been dominating the control of the oil and gas markets there, including this 90,000-barrel-a-day oil field, the Zafiro field. So this was extremely profitable for ExxonMobil. But in January last year, ExxonMobil said, well, they're thinking about getting out of that, selling that off. Of course, the Chinese and the Russians are interested in acquiring that that license to dominate the Equatorial Guinea oil and gas market, and therefore the Equatorial Guinea geopolitical entity, if you like. So basically, the U.S. has been started to lose its leverage over President Obiang. Now, President Obiang is a fairly interesting character. He seized power from his uncle and killed him, and basically has been ruling for decades in a fairly authoritarian fashion. So he's likely to give, well, he's already allowed Beijing to build a port at Bata which is on the Gulf of Guinea, on the mainland. If you think of Equatorial Guinea, it's dominated by its island component, but it has a huge section in the Gulf of Guinea just south of Nigeria and Cameroon, and that's where the PRC has built a new port and is talking about building a naval base, as well as hoping to control the oil and gas. Now, that would really force the U.S. to start thinking more about the Atlantic as a battlefield against Beijing. And at the same time, the Beijing government has been gradually acquiring territory in the Azores group, the Azores Islands, which are controlled by Portugal in the central Atlantic. And they've acquired some of the old airfield base there, which had been run by the U.S. They've taken over hotels and so on where they can base troops. And what's significant there is that, of course, it's close to the transatlantic undersea cables. And the PRC knows that the key to any future war fighting by the West is going to be having secure control to communications, and that's largely going to be by undersea fiber optic cables, as well as to a lesser degree but through space. So China knows that by moving into the Azores and moving into Equatorial Guinea, it starts to force the U.S. to think more about combating the PRC, People's Republic of China, in the Atlantic, not just in the Indo-Pacific. So to that extent, it's able to pull U.S. strategic assets away from the Indo-Pacific and back to the Atlantic. And that is very significant for Beijing, because any way it has to reduce the U.S. and allied force structure in the Indo-Pacific, the easier it is for People's Liberation Army to achieve its security objectives in that region.
Gregory, is this about AUKUS? Is this about AUKUS, yes, being a threat to the PRC, to the PLA Navy, and They're trying to redirect the U.S. Navy to the Atlantic because of AUKUS?
Absolutely. AUKUS was a big scare for Beijing because it's such an elegant, future-oriented strategic partnership between the U.S., the United Kingdom, and Australia, which basically gives that group of close allies international cooperative capability in the North and South Atlantic, the North and South Pacific, the Indian Ocean, the Mediterranean, the Arctic, and the Antarctic. This is very, very powerful stuff, and that really is the ultimate long-term checkmate for the People's Republic of China. And of course, AUKUS proposed equipping Australia with nuclear-powered submarines, as President Biden said, at the earliest achievable date. And that means putting a lot more pressure on the PLA Navy in the Indo-Pacific in the foreseeable future. So, yes, all of that, AUKUS and the big buildup of allied forces, British forces included in the Indo-Pacific, is something which Beijing is really aware of and concerned about.
So Equatorial Guinea is to do to the U.S. what China thinks AUKUS does to China by redirecting the so far limited PLA Navy capabilities to the Coral Sea, for example, or to the Indo-Pacific in general. Mm. That is a drain on their ambitions. And they look to do the same thing to the limited deployment of the U.S. Navy in the Atlantic. They want us back in the Atlantic. Is that China's planning? Does the Navy see this, Gregory?
Well, I don't think that we have a coherent view of the emerging global framework anywhere in the Pentagon at this stage. We're still seeing the current defense leadership talking about nuclear modernization. You know, $1.2 trillion out of what is essentially a declining U.S. defense budget, and modernizing U.S. strategic nuclear weapons is actually not going to win any wars against China or Russia in the next 20 years or so. The nuclear weapons are essentially 20th century weapons, when what we're looking at are the hypersonics of the 21st century. We're looking at the cyber weapons of the 21st century as being the decisive capabilities. And the Pentagon is yet to get out in front of that. Yes, it's certainly trying. It's U.S. Catch up, if you like, which is being played now with hypersonic weapons and countermeasures for hypersonic weapons are going ahead, but they're nowhere near, in control of the game at this stage.
Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Equatorial Guinea as a check to AUKUS and Perth and Australia weighing in on the defense of the Indo-Pacific against the aggressor, the PRC. I'm John Bath.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.